Chapter 2, The 12 Olympians. In time, the Olympians grew in number to 12. Zeus and his brothers and sisters represented the first generation of Olympians. Aphrodite, who was created from Uranus's severed organ, was also included in this generation. Zeus's sons and daughters joined this first generation on Mount Olympus. These 12 Olympians replaced the Titans as the gods and goddesses of the natural world. Zeus became the absolute ruler of all, replacing Cronus as god of the sky. As the ruler of all the gods, he was all-powerful and all-knowing. He could change his shape or the shape of anything else. Like most other gods, he traveled at the speed of thought. However, he could be tricked or distracted. Zeus's greatest weakness was his fondness for beautiful women. Although he married his sister, Hera, he was constantly chasing beautiful goddesses or mortal women. He had many children. When he had a child with a Titan or an Olympian, the child became a god. But when Zeus had a child with a mortal, that child usually became a mortal hero. Poseidon replaced the Titan Oceanus as Lord of the Seas. He was the second most powerful god after Zeus. Sailors were at his mercy, and they prayed to him for calm seas and safe passage. Poseidon was stubborn, and he usually argued with the other gods. Hades became the lord of the underworld and gave the place his own name. This is where mortals went after their deaths. Hades was a powerful god, and he was jealous of his kingdom. He did not easily let dead spirits return to the world of the living. Hera, Zeus's beautiful wife, was the goddess of marriage. It is ironic that her own marriage was not a happy one. In many stories, she was the symbol of a jealous wife. She hated the many beautiful women who caught Zeus's eye. Hestia, an older sister of Zeus, played no part in the ancient Greek myths. She was the goddess of the fireplace. The Greeks would carry their newborn children around this fireplace before they were accepted into the family. Aphrodite was the goddess of love, desire, and beauty. In addition to her natural gifts, she had a magical girdle that caused anyone she wanted to desire her. The other six Olympians were all sons or daughters of Zeus. However, they did not all share the same mother. One of them, Athena, had no mother at all. Athena sprang full-grown in armor from Zeus's forehead. Having sprung from Zeus's brain, Athena represents wisdom and reason. She invented the bridle, the trumpet, the flute, the pot, the rake, the plow, the yoke, the ship, and the chariot. She was Zeus's favorite child and was allowed to use his thunderbolts. Hephaestus was the son of Zeus and Hera. He married Aphrodite, but she did not love him. He was unique among the gods because he was ugly and lame. Some say that Hera, upset at having an ugly child, flung him from Mount Olympus into the sea, breaking his legs. He was the god of fire and the forge, and he made weapons and armor for the gods. Although he made instruments of war, he was kind and peace-loving. Ares was another son of Zeus and Hera. Like Hephaestus, he was disliked by both his parents. Ares was the god of war. He killed many of his opponents, but he was a coward. Artemis and Apollo were twins. Their mother was a Titan named Leto, who was one of Zeus's earliest mistresses. Artemis was the goddess of chastity, virginity, the hunt, the moon, and the natural environment. She was the lady of wild things and the hunter of the gods. All wild animals, especially the deer, were sacred to her. Apollo was very important in Greek mythology and was respected almost as much as Zeus. He represented many things, including order, harmony, and civilization. Apollo's most important duty was as the sun god. Every day he would drive his sun chariot across the sky to give light and warmth to mortals. He was also the god of music. Apollo would entertain the other Olympians with sweet music from his golden harp. In addition, he was an excellent archer and was sometimes worshipped as the god of archery. Hermes was the youngest Olympian and also was the son of Zeus and the nymph Maia. Hermes was the god of shepherds, merchants, public speakers, literature, athletics, and thieves. He was known for his cunning. Most importantly, he was the messenger of the gods. It was his duty to guide the souls of the dead down to the underworld. He was also closely connected with bringing dreams to mortals. The 12 Olympians gathered in Zeus's palace to discuss and often to argue about the affairs of heaven and earth. Even though they were superior to humans, they sometimes behaved very badly. They were jealous and greedy, and they fought with each other. Sometimes, instead of fighting each other directly, they would use mortal heroes like chess pieces to settle their arguments. This is how the Greeks explained many lucky or unfortunate events that happened in their myths. Prometheus and Pandora. Only two Titans were welcome at Mount Olympus. One was Prometheus, whose advice had ensured the Olympians' victory. The other was Prometheus's brother, Epimetheus. Prometheus had asked Zeus to allow his brother always to be with him. He preferred to keep Epimetheus near him because Epimetheus, whose name means afterthought, lacked wisdom and common sense. Zeus assigned Epimetheus and Prometheus the task of populating the earth with all manner of creatures. The brothers began their task with tireless energy. Soon, fish swam in the seas, birds flew through the air, and four-legged beasts roamed the land. But Zeus wanted a nobler animal, so Prometheus set about making mankind, leaving his brother in charge of finishing the lower creatures. Prometheus used some mud and clay to create humans. He shaped men to walk on two legs, so that while all the other animals turned their faces downward, humans alone would raise their faces to heaven and gaze at the stars. Zeus had commanded the Titan brothers to give each creature a special gift. These gifts would ensure the survival of the different species. Epimetheus gave these gifts to the creatures he was assigned to finish. He distributed hard shells to sea creatures, strength to the big cats like lions and tigers, feathers to winged animals, and sharp teeth to hunters. Epimetheus gave the lower creatures so many of these gifts that there was nothing left to give to humans. Prometheus was disappointed by his brother's stupidity. men were supposed to be the most superior creatures on Earth, but there was nothing to give to them. Naked, with small teeth and average strength, they would not survive for long. Prometheus thought long and hard, and then came up with an idea. He gave men intelligence so that they could rise above the other creatures. Prometheus thought that this gift was not enough, so he went up into the heavens and lit a torch with the sun. When he returned to Earth, he gave the torch to mankind. With the gift of fire, men were more than a match for all the other animals. It enabled them to make weapons of wood and steel, as well as tools for farming. It was possible for mankind even to reach for the heavens and challenge the gods. When Zeus realized that Prometheus had stolen the sacred fire of the gods and given it to mortals, he was filled with anger. Forgetting his debt of gratitude to Prometheus, Zeus commanded that the Titan be chained to a rock for all eternity. During Prometheus's pain and suffering, men were not left unpunished. Zeus commanded Hephaestus to fashion a woman out of clay. Up to that time, mankind had consisted entirely of males. Hephaestus made a woman named Pandora. Her name meant all gifts, because she was given many gifts by the other gods. Aphrodite gave her beauty, Apollo gave her music, Hermes gave her persuasion, and so on. Zeus sent Pandora as a gift to Epimetheus. He gladly accepted the charming woman, even though Prometheus had warned him that Zeus was their enemy, and they must never accept any gifts from him. Pandora brought a box that Zeus had given her. She was warned that she must never, under any circumstances, open the box. However, Pandora was also gifted with curiosity. She could not stand not knowing what was in the box. She carefully lifted the lid. To her dismay, all sorts of hideous winged creatures came flying out of the box, so fast that she could not shut the lid. Zeus knew that Pandora would eventually give in to her curiosity. Therefore, he put every sort of physical and spiritual ill he could create in the box. Plague, famine, misery, despair, hatred, warfare, and many other forms of suffering escaped into the world. After Pandora slammed the lid shut, she heard a small fluttering sound from inside the box. Her curiosity caused her to lift the lid once more. A small, delicate creature with golden wings flew out. Its name was Hope.